is Nichnas Adar, Mavim Besimcha, owned by Nichnas Chodesh Adar. I heard a very interesting thing about what's of Chaim Kanievsky's Hanhaga from Nichnas Adar, Mavim Besimcha. He has Hanhaga that every Rosh Chodesh takes one cup of wine. Simcha's Rosh Chodesh, he takes a cup of wine. On Rosh Chodesh Adar, he takes two cups of wine. Yain Yisbech Levav Enosh, it's a Mesamech, a person. So being that we're holding by the Zman of Simcha, today's share is going to be on Yoni wine. So first, then we'll still get Yoni wine, then we'll get the drink on prayer. First shayla is, does wine need a good hechsher or not? I went to get a shayla, somebody called me up, it was Erev Yontif. He put it in, like, not such a good hechsher into his roast. So he wanted to know, can he use the roast or not? It wasn't from the best hechsher of the wine. He wanted to know, does wine have to have a good... What's a roast? It's a type of meat. How do you say it in English? What? Meat? Sorry, meat. Okay. In English, they call it meat. Okay. So you want to know how much good of a hechsher do you need on wine? He uses it for his meat. He's Arab Yontev. He's not going to have any meat. Can he use it or not? So I called up a mashkiach from Rabbanut Yerushalayim. And he asked him, you know, in terms of wines, you know, is it bichshash, not bichshash? He told me there are wines. He asked me, I have to tell him which company it is. Because a lot of wines are mamash yayin nesach. They're goyisha workers. And they touch the wine. They don't have good mashkichim, and it can mamish be yayin nesach. It can mamish be aser. So wine, you always have to make sure wine has a very good hechsher, because there are real serious shilas of yayin nesach on a lot of wine. You have to make sure they get a very mahutzik hechsher when you buy wine. Now, in terms of yayin nesach, just a couple of lachas about it. The lach is yayin nesach. What's yayin nesach? You know what yayin nesach is? Yayin Nesach is wine which is part of Avodah Zarah. That's not really so shkiach with Avodah Zarah. But Chazal asered stam yayinam. That any wine a goy touches, we aser it like gzera atu yayin, which is Nesach with Avodah Zarah. Therefore, if you're at a simcha and you want to know, can you? You want to walk into a bar, you want to buy a wine, right? You know the wine's kosher, has a nice hechsher on it. Can you buy the wine or not? If the wine is not mevushel. So it's if you have a goyisha bartender pouring the wine, that's going to be stam yeinam, and then it's going to be awesome. So you have to be careful. You walk into the bar. What do you say? Mechal Shabbos. The Shabbos says in Kuf Chaf Dalet also. Mechal Shabbos is dina ka'akum. If you have a Mechal Shabbos person also pouring the wine, that also gets a din of stam yeinam, and you have to be machal. We'll get back to Mechal Shabbos soon. But mikar din, we hold that's good. The place is very negay. A lot of people have, I don't know, gentlemen living in England have living maids. Not so common. So. A guy told me in South Africa, I think it was in South Africa, he said they all have living maids over there. They all have living maids. I asked him, what do you do about Stamina? You know, they have living maids all the time. He said, Spadakla is not a problem. They lock all the wine up. They lock the wine up with the key. Therefore, it's not a problem. He said, one time he had a problem. He said, once he had a break in. Schwarzer broke into his house in the middle of the night, looked around, didn't find too much money, broke into the wine cellar, and, you know, didn't find anything else good, so he decided to have a drink. So he started drinking, and, you know, when he woke up in the morning, he found a Schwarzer on the floor with a bottle of wine. The guy was like, yeah. So, okay, he called the police, got his money back, and whatever. So there he had a serious problem that, you know, he didn't have so much of a hefsa moment, but all the wine which this guy touched is stam yeinam, and then comes us. So it's a negay. If you have live-ins, you have to make sure you have to have the wine locked away. It's a negay if you have stams. If you have a goy come to clean your house, you have to make sure that when the goy is cleaning your house, the shuksa, whatever it is, you have to make sure that she doesn't touch the wine. If she would touch the wine could just be on the table, right? If you have wine on the table, she just moves it over. It's a very stam yayin. As soon as she touches the wine...
Bottle.
What?
Just a bottle.
Yeah, notice you have wine, if it's open. Notice if you have wine over here, she goes like that for a second. Picks it up, it's time to eat. So you have to be very, very careful to make sure when you have help, to make sure if you have not mevushel wine, you have to make sure everything's locked away, kept away in a place where they're not going to touch it, because if they touch it, then it's going to be a problem of stam yayin.
Was it in the door of the fridge?
The what?
It's in the door of the fridge.
It depends. Is she going into the fridge or not?
Is she going to the door? She's going to open the fridge, take something out. So there's some eggs in the fridge, she opens the door.
Yeah.
And there's wine in the door of the fridge.
Oh, no, that's okay, because the negiyah de davar acher. When it's not kavana, then it's okay. And if she doesn't touch it, touching it something else, then it's okay.
So
once it was, you know, it's not sealed anymore. Once you opened it up, meaning of closed.
So if it doesn't really open it, then
no problem. No. If it's like this, the bottle, there's no seal on anymore, right? It really was open. And she just moves it around, then you're ready to ask for stamina. And as you pick the wine, she just moves it, and the wine moves around, that's stamina, and the wine's going to be awesome. So you're very, very careful. You have to help. But
if the lid's on?
If it's on, you do shuk-shuk. If it's not sealed, it was open once, and you closed it, if she opens it up and it moves, so yeah, that's already a shash stamina. Even if she doesn't touch the actual one, that's going to be awesome. Shuk shuk is awesome. The what? A shomer helps only if she doesn't touch it. If she touches it. Somebody told me that he's by chasna, and then there was somebody, you know, it was an older person there, so he had like a Filipino helping him out over there. So he asked for a cup of wine. So a Filipino wine, took the bottle, poured him a cup of wine. That makes the whole bottle. Awesome. It's time, you know, and it's good. Awesome. You have to be very careful in all these situations. Keep away, you know, keep the guy away from you. One. Now, in terms of what you asked before about a mumba, let's say you're on an LL flight. You want to know, can you take, they're serving some wine. They want to know, can you take the wine from the stewardess or not? Assuming that she's, now, if the bottle was open already a long time, so you have to be cautious, maybe, you know, a guy touched it. But let's say she opened it in front of you and she's going to pour you a wine. The question is, can you drink that wine or not? What's the shy? It's really the two shy's that are always up to handle. The Gemara says like this. Yayin mevushel ein bo mishum yayin nesach. Wine which is cooked, there's no shy love stanyin. What's the reason why? The only reason why? Because the only shy stanyin is because the wine they used to use, for avazer. Once wine is cooked, the Yishanim say that they don't use for Avodah Zarah. Why? Because once it's cooked, it doesn't taste so good, it doesn't have a chashivas, it was chashivas, it doesn't taste so good. So once the wine's cooked, there's no problem of stamina. Therefore, if you have a bushel thick of wine, there's no problem of stamina. Now, from what I understand, I think the more expensive wines are, I'm not sure if they're wine connoisseur, but I think the more expensive wines are not cooked, right? I think that's what it is. Now, the big shout is not as is, what's the pasteurization? At least in America, I think in Russell, the law is you have to pasteurize the wine. In B'dachal, most wines are pasteurized. Pasteurization is to heat it up in order to take care of the chemicals. Most wines are pasteurized. It's not a bushel, it's pasteurized. The question is, how do we look at pasteurized wines? Do we say pasteurized wine, being that it gets warmed up, has been a bushel or not? So the truth for our Moshe, and there's mashim, the truth for Moshe held that if the wine is pasteurized, then it won't be anymore be considered stamina, which according to that, most wines in the world, the mice are pasteurized. Either they're mavushal or pasteurized. So according to that, the dakla most times won't be a problem. The mice are very placed in machilik, or Shinadama is true about it, or the Ashav is true about it. They say, what's the whole reason why yayin mavushal doesn't have a dinner stamina? What's the reason why? Because they're not going to use it. Why? Being that it's not chashiv, they're not going to use it. By pasteurization, when you pasteurize the wine, it doesn't make the wine taste worse. In the olden days, you used to cook the wine. When you cook wine, it makes it taste not as good. Pasteurization doesn't take away from the taste of the wine. When you pasteurize it, it's just as good as before they pasteurize it, after they pasteurize it. Therefore, Zakh Shlomo Zalman and Zakh Rabbi Asher both say that pasteurization does not have a din of bishul, and even though it's pasteurized, it'll still be aser, and there'll still be halacha of stam yenim. I think the Skamas of Roy Paiskim is the Maestri Machmer that was just pasteurized. It's not mavushal to be machmer that still has a din of hastam yein. Now, in terms of people who are not from, so we said before that was halacha. The mechal shaskev has what's the din? Din ekak mechal darv, and he would make it a din stayin. The shah is like this: the famous shuv and ben tzin simchav kimmel says that there's a concept called tinish nishpa. Tinish nishpa means that somebody was born ben akum. And he doesn't know better. The Gemara says that if he does Aveira, he's considered Ainus. Being that he doesn't know anything about Judaism, and he's brought up by the Goyim, he doesn't have a din of Amazit, he has a din of Ainus, and that's the concept of Tinik Shanishpa. Zok the Benisim, Bizman Azeh, Roy Mechale Shabbos, are Tinik Shanishpa. Being that they don't know any better, they just had a Chinechra, they're brought up badly, and they're not doing the mezid, they're not lit oven, they just think it's the partial, they don't know any better. Therefore, he says, Roy Mechal Shabbos have din of Tinik Shanishpa. And this Shuv Ben Yitzin has a line after Mizal Lacha, and there's a Mashal. Can he say, Lashon Hara, what's the Lacha Lashon Hara? Can you say Lashon Hara Apikaris? Yes, right? Because it says in the Pasuk, Say Bochel Ba'amecha. Somebody who does Maisa Amcha, he lies to Lashon Hara. What will be a Lacha saying Lashon Hara and Stam Chilin of his man is there, going to the Ben Yitzin?
Right.
It'll be a problem. Because Binyan Tzion is saying that being that they're oinus, the stok said Maisa Avacha, the stok said Yidden. They don't have the Mechal Shabbos Vahesia. The stok said Yidden, and therefore be Yasser. Now, Kapi Arsagil will come out of Kula. If you can say like the Binyan Tzion, what are we going to say? We're going to say that if you can say that they consider the Tinyan Shanishpa, so then what are we going to say? That they don't have the Mechal Shabbos Vahesia. A Mela for a person who's a Tinyan Shanishpa touches your wine, Allah would be that what? It'll be Mutter.
What's the Mechal Shabbos?
So it's like this. There's a big machlokes between Rabbi Yashiv and the Chaznish. How do we look at the Chilayim and Eretz Yisrael? Rabbi Yashiv says that the whole concept of Tinyan Shanishpa is somebody who was Tinyan Shanishpa Bein Agoyim. The guy was brought up Bein Agoyim. He lived who knows where in some place. He never heard of Judaism. He had no sheikhs to Yidden, and he had no sheikhs to it. Hashem, somebody grew up in Eretz Yisrael where you know you see Yidden around all the time, and you know the concept. Zakter Rabbi Yashiv, the Kari Gam, he said they don't have the Tinyan Shanishpa. And he holds that they have done a good. The Chaznish, Yardei Simon Aleph, says that no. He paskins that if they were brainwashed when they were young and they had a bad chinuch, and the reason why they're not from was based on their chinuch ra and the way they brought up, so the Chaznish, that's also considered tin shanishba. If somebody was brainwashed, that's considered tin shanishba. If the Chaznish holds that the chiboinim have a din tin shanishba for all demons. So it's machlokes. I'm saying. So let's go back to the case. So you're on the El Al plane, right? You want to know, or let's say somebody's doing kiruv. Even better, somebody's doing kiruv, right? Somebody's doing kiruv. I got to say a lot of times. Somebody's doing kiruv, and you invite somebody to this house. And the person's not from, and the person touches the wine. What's the halacha of the wine in that case? So b'derekhla, the rabbanim amekel, they say that you over here you have two tzirufin. Number one, b'derekhla, the wine is usually pasteurized. Pashas, he says, Machoy Sinem Moshe Mishon Lazaman. So even though we're Machmer, but you have one Sirif. The second Sirif is that Vidarakla, the person not from, he's a Tinik Shanishpa. Being that he's a Tinik Shanishpa, therefore, it's totally Machoy Chaznish and Rabbi Asha, but being a Tinik Shanishpa, you have what you make on, and therefore you can make all. If you're not for a person touches the wine, you can be make all. If you went off the Erech, Machal Shabbos, he's a
Tinik Shanishpa.
You go Basra, I'm saying. If a guy was from a Shano Pirish and he's Mechal Shabbat, he has din of Kagoy of Chaldover, and if he touches the wine, then it's going to be Aser. Now, if somebody has Shalom as a brother or something, went off the Derech, in the family, you have to make sure to get always wine, which is Mavushal, because if you're not Mavushal wine, you can have a serious problem. But they're Goyz, it's like a Zayr. The Goyz is Tamim, it doesn't make a difference. Now we're in Kapo's not a raya, but if he's not from, and there are a lot of Svardim saying in this country at least, who don't wear a yarmulke and whatever I'm saying, but that called Roif times, you know, Roif Paman, most of them are saying. So basically, if he's a Tinyan Shanishpa, there's Mokin to be Mako. If he's a Shano Pirus, then about it, he's
about
the Kibush,
like, second, like, Lokus Leos, like, the rest of Shamus,
Yeah, okay, Mechal Shabbos. Yeah. Because he's over one of these three Shabbos, the fasted, and he's in a Mechal Shabbos fasted. Fine, so let's move on to the program in terms of drinking. Okay, we'll start with the Shire, this comes up. Your parents tell you they don't want you to drink on Purim. Have I ever done that over here? Okay. Parents don't want you to drink on Purim. The Shire is, should you listen to not, or not? So I see that one already has experience in this. What did you guys pass on last year? What? Have I not to drink? Really? Why?
Right.
Okay, start this. The Gemara says, Mabitsiya, if your parents tell you to over Aveiro, the Gemara says you might think you listen to them. Tamam ani Hashem, ani v'atachem bekvayde. If your parents tell you to over Aveiro, or tell you not to do a mitzvah, your parents tell you not to do a Shabbos Aveda, it's like the Gemara, you don't listen to your parents. Why? Because your parents are Muslim. Parents of Mechuk listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Kibayim is not doing any mitzvah b'tayr. The famous Marik, right? Marik says, your parents tell you, your parents, you're interested in Shidduch, your parents don't want you to marry the girl, whatever reason is, Marik has a shayla, you Mechuk listen to your parents or not. So Marik brings down three reasons why you're not Mechuk listen to your parents, in that type of case. One reason why he says is, because the Gemara says, you have to marry somebody you like, And if your parents want you to marry somebody you're not so interested in, that's called you're being over on the mitzvah. Therefore, you don't listen to your parents. This is the second reason Marek says, I'll just say quickly, Marek says that there's a famous shout about Kiva Vein, right? Kiva Vein, who has to pay for the Kiva Vein? Is it Michel Av or Michel Ben? There's of course money to do Kiva Vein. Is the son going to spend the money or the father going to spend the money? So we're passing what? We pass in Shalav. The only time it's a chikir of aim, it's not going to cost you any money. If it's going to cost you money, the halacha is you're not going to spend money. It's like the Marik, that the concept of Mishal Ben is not just a financial thing. If it's something which is going to affect your life very drastically, right? Who are you going to marry, right? That's your whole life, right? Something which is going to affect your wife very drastically, or any decision in life, or anything you're going to do, what you're going to do in life, whether you're going to work, what you're going to learn, what profession you're going to do, whatever you can do, any major decision in life which affects you totally, that also gets involved in the sugya Mishal Mishal Ben. Just like we say, not mechuv to spend money, who did anything which is a major zach, something which is tired of the gufa, Dr. Marik, you're not mechuv to listen to your parents, because that's not what Mishal is mechuv. So let's go over here. In terms of drinking on Purim, it's a Medina de Gemara, state you have to drink on Purim. So Shaila is your parents tell you now not to drink. Do you have to listen to them? The Chur, they're going Keneged. What? So that which we say not to listen to parents is not Negev as Deraisa, even if it's Derabanan, even if it's Keneged a Minog, your parents are the Shubim of Yashav, the parents when you switch from Ashkenaz to Sephardi, if it's Keneged a Minog, anything which is any halacha in Shulchan Aruch, whether Deraisa, Derabanan, or Minog, which is Mekuvel, there is no mitzvah Kibravei. So Shaila there is. Kavei drinking on Purim. Chayav Adam Sumei Ad Leyada Ben Aron Mordechai. Do you have to listen to your parents or not? So it's like this. Let's start. Let's go through exactly what a person, how much is a person mechuyev to drink on Purim? What exactly is the chiyuv? So Mechaber brings down. You have a chiluk about Mishabur over there. Mechaber brings down that the Chayav Adam Sumei Ad Leyada, the person mechuyev to drink Ad Leyada. So you do it from yourself. Salanta,
no. You don't mean your parents. They don't care. They are not.
Okay, that's the third reason. Okay, that's the third reason in my way. Okay. So the Mechaber brings down, I guess, for the Sephardim, the Mechaber, assuming we put on the other, or Harman Baruch Mordechai. A person is mechuyev to get shikur until he doesn't know the difference between Harman Baruch Mordechai. It's a castle over here. This is a little bothered by Vim Toimer. Hey, Chavi Chazal, Mash, this is going to be a Mekam Mekam is Mikshal Gadol. Right? Getting drunk is to the Mikshal Gadol. So how can it be? Chazal, Mekhaim, you got drunk, you're totally shaker. So like, Mishabu, call a Nisim Nasi Sobe Chesver, Shai De Mishta, being that all the Nisim were done, were Ayde Mishta, Ichlin Tadvashti Ayde Mishta, Ba Esther, and Haman, everything is there, Ayde Mishta, the tachas of drinking is in order to marry a person to remember the nes of the shisa yain. The Mishmur says, "Cause of the mitzvah la'akiv." This din, they have to get drunk. Like the Mishmur, it's the mitzvah la'akiv. That shit is mechav. The Mishmur brings down, "Yesham ein tzach hashaka kol kach, el yishta yesham lemudei." The Mishmur says, "You're not mechuyev to get totally drunk. You have to drink a little bit more milamude. Milamude means a little bit more than usual. Yoshan, we took the yoshan a day in our arm. Mordechai, then you became a din. So shita zama is that what? That you're not mechuyev to drink adli. You're not mechuyev to be plastered. You just have to drink a little bit, and then you go to sleep. And since you drank and you went to sleep, then you mekayim the din of adli yad ben our arm Mordechai. So Shemzam said, when people say that, they say like this. If your parents tell you not to drink at all, so to listen to them not to drink at all, that's connected to Shulchan Aruch. Havali, you have to drink something. But if your parents tell you not to drink, what you do is you drink a little bit, yosim lemudei, and go to sleep, because then you'll be mekayim d'ramah, and once you mekayim d'ramah, it's not going connected to halach mefarashes. So you drink a little bit, you go to sleep, and that's what you should do if your parents tell you not to drink.
You get to sleep full tzedah.
The what?
You get to sleep full tzedah.
Rav Chaim holds it even before the suda. There's a deacon in the Rambam. The Rambam says that the shti has to be a chiluk from the suda. The Briska is a deacon in the Rambam like that. But because you might say you can be same with to do that.
The breakfast
can
have a cup of wine
before
sleep and the yotzin.
Yeah, so yeah.
So,
yeah. Before,
no?
I say a little bit could be. So. Fine, so let's start in terms of what to drink. Can you be yoitza, somebody that doesn't like wine, can you be yoitza grape juice? He drinks some grape juice, goes to sleep, is yoitza the din of, is yoitza the din or not? So my advice is to say you're not yoitza. The ikar and the kuda having the wine is not the taste of the wine. The ikar and kuda is the fact. You drink the wine, you get out, you know, you're giddy, you're smack, happy, right? That's the kind of kuda. If I drink grape juice, not going to be yoitza. Fine. What, wine or whiskey? Is there a difference between what?
I saw someone else
the what? Yeah, but here it's not the here. The word is the. But I see it sounded maybe the word is the enjoying the wine. We were not looking to enjoy the wine. Here we're looking to get high. Schmack, you know, be afraid of, you know. Wine or whiskey? The Shaz, is there any difference between wine or whiskey? Stam, the idea, if you're not so wrong, you're drinking. When you drink whiskey, it takes a little bit while to take effect. I mean, first time I drank. So, on tape. Okay, first time a friend of mine drank. So he's drinking whiskey, and I was like, the first time he's drinking whiskey, like they went over to tell him, like, you know, it takes a little bit of time for the whiskey to take effect. He was like, just popping one after another, and whatever. The rest of the story we'll tell you later. So is there a difference between wine or whiskey? So, Mikra Adin, there is no difference between wine and whiskey. Whatever you enjoy, whatever makes more geschmack, it's mutter. There is a little bit of more of a hider to use wine, being that the whole nace is on a day wine, the deacon mash and McGill have zayin to do wine, but so it's a little bit more of a mile to drink wine, but Mikra Adin, there's no, you could be yoitza bearing with wine, bearing with whiskey. Now, one very important shot that comes up is that people want to know, let's say they're going to drink, and because they're going to drink, they're going to forget to have a mayriv, or they can forget the bench. So we got bench in a second if we have time. Forget the bench. Or maybe, you know, the guy said last year he got to fight with his roommate. So he wants to know, is it mutter to drink or not? What's the swear to say you ought to drink? Maybe it's a kali sikh mitzvah, patman a mitzvah. Once I'm an oisik in mitzvah simchas purim. Once I sikh a mitzvah in simchas purim, you can say I'm oisik in a mitzvah and patman a mitzvah. My sikh, the mishabura says, he says, "Aideh ba'atzmai shizaz ozo mitzvah na mitzvahs tizidayim bracha b'ksamazan or yishtah mincha mayev or yishtah kalas roish mutter shalai yishtakev chol ma'ashtem shemayim." Look in the Shura, if a person knows that he's going to drink, he's going to believe it anyhow, often shulchan aruch, he's going to forget the dav mincha, forget tizidayim, forget mayev, where he's going to be mazik somebody, wherever it is, like the Mishabura, about that type of case, about that person should not drink if that's going to happen. Fine. Now, just to see who remembers from our this share we gave about missing davening. Let's say somebody did drink and he overslept through Ma'ariv. So, does he daven two shachas or not? What do you say? When he started drinking, he started drinking in the afternoon. And he,
before the
Zman. What do you say? It's still considered oymus. If you got drunk, it's not considered amazing because you're planning what you know when you drink, you're planning waking up. It would still be considered oymus and enjoy. Now, it happens all the time. Guys, it happens all the time. Falls asleep, right? In the middle of Suda. Wakes up 4 hours later, 11 o'clock at night, whatever it is, remembers he didn't bench. So Shaila is, do you bench at that time or not? So the luck of it benching is, how long does the person have to bench? 72 minutes. Or, if he's full, 2 to 9. 72 minutes for sure you could bench. If a person feels full, let's say you had a nice kishmaka suda, let's say, and you still feel full, even a couple hours later, if you're not starting to get hungry, so you could still bench. So basically, it depends. When he wakes up 3 hours later, if he still feels full, he doesn't have appetite, he might not have appetite, he might have a big headache, he might not have appetite, and he feels full. So if he still feels full,
but feels full, I'm not feeling.
He's not starting to feel hungry.
There's no appetite when he's still feels full.
There's no
appetite because he drank.
Oh, okay, fine. Enochrani. If he knows he doesn't, if he's enochrani, maybe just because he's sick, but enochrani. Akwan, he still feels full, even this morning, 72 minutes later, he can still bench. Okay. Let's say the guy in the middle of the suit, he's about to bench, take out my machur, and all of a sudden, throws everything up. So Shaila is, can he now bench or not? What's a Shaila? Just like we're saying, after 72 minutes, why can't you bench? Because it's sure equal, right? After 72 minutes, the reason why you can't bench anymore is because being that you digested all the food, so being that you digested all the food, the food's not there anymore, if we can bench. So Shaila, if they're up now, that's called you digested the food, you don't have any food left. So the Shuvah Shaila, like the Alephesh, says like this, if you threw mamash everything up, like everything came out, you have nothing left, so therefore, that would be, then you can't bench anymore. If he's still a little bit full, you know, not everything came out, there's still some foos in there, then Allah Kalamaisa is, then you would be able to bench. What?
Is that only 472?
Yeah, there's no more food. If you throw everything up, even 472 minutes, not much nothing left. Okay, depending on how it feels. Oh, one more important thing. It happened to me last year. I was like, Mo Dami Marif. And all of a sudden, like, the guy next week threw up. I was Muslim last week. So, Mishael was, the lacha normally is, like, if you have a bad smell, you have to go, you know, Dami next to a bad smell. Mishael, the guy throws up next to you, is that considered that you have to move Dalamas away from the place? Doesn't make sense. It gets it. We want to witness the block, and I don't know, some kid made on the floor. You can't tell, whatever, you're stuck. So you gotta move. That's not because it's the Ava, but if you see right in front of you, that it smells, you can't dive it. Saying, you're all down, right? It's my past guys. You have to wait till it goes away. Akapatam, the Mishmur says, by throw up, if it doesn't smell so badly, even though something which is moist, but it doesn't smell so badly, it's like Mishabura, that's not considered a problem, and be mutter to be mamshir davening. Now, in terms of davening when somebody's drunk, so let's start benching. In terms of benching when somebody's drunk, so by benching, the halacha is that even if you're in a matzav, that you're not yochel davening for a melech, because even though you're like a little bit gone, Mishabura brings down that by benching, we're mekel, being that it says, b'chata savat v'rachta, right, a person eats and drinks, and it's normal for when a person drinks, it gets a little bit high. Even if he's a massive, he's not yachal abafay amelach, he's not the mishful kapehei, it's mutta to bench. He says, Avad, it's better if you see yourself getting really high, it's better to bench beforehand. But if you didn't, even if you're totally drunk, you're not yachal abafay amelach, it's like the mishabura, it's still mutta to bench. What's the lach with davening? So by davening, the Gevay Meir is like this. If you're in a massive, which you're not yachal abafay amelach, the Gemara says, Tefillah to Eva, and it's also the daven. If you daven when you're matzav in the melech, you have to daven over again. The Gemara says kila b'avir zara and zaveir chamedik avir to daven if you're in a matzav where you're not yochel daven melech. If you're yochel daven melech, you're just very high, but lemaisa you could control yourself. You know, as you drank more than Irbius, but you still can control yourself. So the Mishmur says that the rest of the year, let's say on a regular Tuesday night, you had too much to drink. You're not supposed to daven. But on Purim V'yantav, being that it's normal for a person to be in that type of situation, and it's davashi afshir, the Mishmur says, so the Maisa, the Minig is, to be makel, that it's mutter to daven, if you're in a matzav, yachal daven melech, even though you're high, but it's yachal daven melech, on Purim and on Yantav, the Maisa, the Mishmur says, that's mutter to daven. Finds one being saying that the... If what?
If you missed
Maya, you have a Dam Shah? Yeah, Dam Shah twice.
So, what
is
the
Hashir? One second. So, I'm saying the Yishami and Maishani says that Yayin for Tzadikim is Toivloi. For Tzadikim is Toivloi, Yachan Kanievsky, right? And Yayin has a power for Tzadikim is Toivloi. And Mitzad Achad, Yayin has a Koyach for Sham, Sham is Rawah. And Yayin can be used for good purposes and bad purposes. And Elim should be Zaycha to use a wine for good.